I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlifers Sources Report. Typically, the month of March would mean it is time for sportsmen to meet up with DNR personnel and talk about the proposed changes to hunting and fishing regulations for the coming year. But for a second straight year, COVID-19 is going to create change in that traditional process. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. The leaders of game and fish management programs with the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources recently made those proposals to the Natural Resources Commission, which they want to see for season dates, bag limits, and other proposed adjustments to hunting and fishing regs in the year ahead. Under code, the agency is to hold public meetings to talk about those proposals with the public, but during the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of things have to be adjusted. Therefore, sportsman sectional meetings, once again, are going to be virtual. DNR Wildlife Chief Paul Johansson recently informed the commission of that at their meeting.
We're trying to remain in compliance with Governor Justice's recommendations and guidance as it relates to COVID-19. So it's our recommendation to the director. Those section of meetings be held in a remote or a virtual type setting as opposed to in-person meetings.
Now, Johansson said even if they wanted to hold person-to-person meetings, they would have a hard time finding a place to do it.
Our staff we've really tried all along so that we can do this in person and do it safely. And so our staff have actually found that many of the locations that we normally have our in-person meetings, and we have 12 of those generally every year, that we're just not finding a place that will accept us, that will accept the public to hold a public meeting. A lot of those are held in schools, and they're an area on the side of caution.
The proposals are online at wvdnr.gov, and sportsmen can familiarize themselves with the plans there and then share back comments on what they think.
What our plans are would be to post all of these questions that you'll be reviewing today, the hunting, trapping, and fishing regulations, on our website. We'll make those also available at all of our district offices, the Elkins Operations Center, as well as South Charleston headquarters, available for the public so that they can, they go to our website, they can download the questionnaire, fill them out, and send it back to us. And we'll compile all those for you in a manner similar to the way we handled it last year.
While not ideal and certainly not what anybody wanted, it's the best they can do for the time being.
We just don't think it's safe and appropriate at this point to have those in-person meetings, either for the public or for our staff. So we're erring on the side of caution, and we're trying to comply with the government's guidance.
Check with your local district office about getting a copy of those proposed regulation changes or view them online at wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.